From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Soon you'll start seeing your energy bills start to rise each month because of the cold weather. That's never fun. But you might be paying a lot more than necessary to heat your home. We looked into whether energy savings can pay for a new efficient furnace. So how old is your heating system? Some homes have furnaces that are 20 years old or older. Kevin Shoemaker of Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing says he's getting ready to replace a furnace installed nearly 50 years ago.
I've been in the industry since 1977, and the piece of equipment that I've quoted and going to change out was old when I started in the industry. Their energy savings will be easily 40%.
Here's why the energy savings is that high. It starts with something called the Annual Fuel Utilization Efficiency. AFUE basically tells you as a percentage how much of your fuel goes to heat your house and how much just escapes through the vent pipe. Older units are not efficient.
The AFUE on those would be somewhere in the 60 to 65%.
That means up to 40% of the fuel is wasted.
Most of the products that are sold and installed today range from the 95, 96, 97% efficiencies.
That's just the beginning of it. New technology uses two-stage burners and air handling systems to more efficiently blend the heated air. Instead of the heat it up, cool it down, kick it on full blast again, it means a more steady temperature in the house, more efficiency, also reduced greenhouse gases. But does it really save that much? I stopped by Jerry Beagle's house, one of Shoemaker's customers.
You're going to see a dog.
He's little, and he's totally friendly.
Come here, Yoda.
Yoda was friendly. No, not a beagle. Jerry Beagle says his heating system, installed in 1970, finally went kaput.
Last year, about 3 weeks before Christmas, our boiler developed a leak. And I tried to fix it the way I normally had fixed it. And then all of a sudden, one night, the pan down below flooded.
The leak was way beyond fixing. He had a new two-stage unit installed that not only heated the water that circulated through the baseboard heaters, but it also more efficiently heated water for the faucet. So he basically replaced his hot water heater and his home heating system with one unit. It was colder last year, and his fuel supplier says on average homes used 15 to 20% more propane than the year before to stay warm. Beagle used 15 to 20% less.
So now we're talking some serious savings.
30-40%
energy savings. Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Fantastic. You cannot beat it. I mean, it's well worth spending the money to get it.
The lesson is this. If your furnace is one of those energy-wasting units, it could make sense in the long run to replace it before you actually have to. But a new furnace or boiler can cost from a few $1,000s to several thousand. Kevin Shoemaker says most people feel that's a cost beyond their reach.
60% of the people that need a replacement don't have means to pay for it.
A program called Michigan Saves was created by state government. It put up some money to guarantee loans from credit unions for people with a steady income and a credit rating of 640 or above. Selma Tucker is a spokesperson for Michigan Saves.
This is an unsecured loan at 4.99% APR for residential customers and consumers. That's unheard of.
Often an unsecured loan has interest rates of 17% or higher. Those loans can be used for heating systems, insulation, and other weatherproofing. There's another financial break to consider. Many of Michigan's utility companies offer rebates when a homeowner insulates or puts in an efficient furnace or boiler. Sometimes the money runs out on those programs, so it's a good idea to check ahead. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.